Turn it on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you, Lord. You call us your children. Not we ourselves call ourselves, but you declare unto us. Not only so, you love us. We thank you. Moreover, you give us Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us into your truth. Give us light. Thank you, Father. Give us helper. We are not ourselves, but you always with us. Never leave us nor forsake us, Father. Father, help us to lean on you all the time. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you so much, Father, this morning. Thank you so much, Lord. We yield to you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for open our heart, our ears. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So this month is like Thanksgiving month. And I don't know, you notice many countries that don't have one day to stop everything and to acknowledge God and to give thanks. And I noticed that when I came to US and I started learning, so people started saying thank you. So in Vietnam, we don't say thank you. We don't say thank you. And I heard many other countries, especially in Asia, I don't think we say that much. But when I came to US and everywhere you go, thank you very much. Everywhere you do little thing, people give you thanks. And this month, particularly, I was thinking, well, what a country. And set a day, rest from the work, giving thanks. And I was praying about it, and what a God we serve. And our Father, if I'm reciting correctly, like they survived first harvest, right? So they give thanks. And you see that the fruit of their doing, the fruit of thanksgiving, we the one that harvesting the fruit. Yeah. So the Lord talked to me when I just came to the U.S., after I had encountered with Jesus, he taught me one thing that he said to me, if you live a thankful heart, you're going to experience me more than you can do for yourself. My goodness, my favor, the power of the cross is for you. When you acknowledge, when you start giving thanks, you're going to acknowledge God. You're going to put God and you're going to honor God without knowing that you are honoring God when you give thanks to him. Because when we give thanks, we acknowledge that we can't do it by our own ability, but we recognize someone else did it for you. That's how you give thanks. So I want to say that I want to share with you this morning. Have a thankful heart. If you want to experience God, live a thankful heart. You're going to experience, we're going to experience God more than we expected. Just last month, I talking about how like, we have our job getting done and how like 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I didn't have money to eat. I didn't have food to eat. Ernestine saw it. Brother Dan saw it. I'm here to tell you, testify the gospel is the goodness of God. When we know God, when we keep thanking God, I leave when the Lord showed me that, he said, you just keep thanking me. The rest I take care of. It's not easy to give thanks to the Lord. It's not easy because sometimes, oh, Lord, be real. I need some food to eat. It's easy to go to the Lord. Lord, don't you care? I don't have food to eat. Don't you care? I'm doing everything. I'm serving you. I'm going to school to start, you know, to follow you, to obey you. Don't you care? I don't have food. It's easy to go to that route. Human nature, easy. Like this problem right here, Lord, I don't speak English. Don't you care? So easy for us to live in the place of human nature. But when we follow the Lord, there's something that our part we must do. So there's something I saw that there's his part, but if I do my part, I believe he's going to do his part. I learned this. I started honoring him. I learned that I started acknowledging him instead of me trying to figure out how I'm going to live in America, how I'm going to do the thing, how I'm going to speak English, how I'm going to take. I was in school for 2 years going nowhere. I was going nowhere. I'm like, it was frustrated. That was 2009 when I went back to school and wanted to study English. I trying to finish my GED, look like I trying to climb my high mountain, look like there's no way. I talked to the teacher, if you're giving me the same material, you teach me the same thing, I'm going to be here 10 years, the same condition. I'm going to be the same like this. Say, Lord, you got to help somewhere for me. Yes, sir. You got to give me something better so I can get out of this. Because I saw even American people, the same class with me, I was in Greensboro. What is called community college in Greenville, what is called GTCC or something like that, I forgot. Anyway, just like Wake Tech over here. So they have GD program, all kind of program, English second language. So I was asking the Lord, and that's when I, the end of 2010, that's how I had encounter with Jesus. He said, the Lord said, go stay in Raleigh. That's I was able to hear him. So he started talking to me, started showing me how we can live a Christian life, how we can experience the word of God. Just Jesus said when he came, my next message I'm going to talk about, he says, believe the gospel. That's in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, I believe. So he started showing me, teaching me. This is one of the things that he taught me. I try to live it. He said, I should do, matter of fact, living a thanksgiving heart is, I need to thank God more than any person here on earth. Because it's for my benefit. He doesn't need my thanking. Jesus, when you remember Jesus, when people start praising him, thanking him for he feed 5,000 men, they'd want to make him king. He said, there's nothing in me. He know all men. So he doesn't receive anything from, he did not need anything from us to worship him, to make him feel better, so speak. Okay. Sometimes we think that when I praise God more, he's going to be happy with me. He loves us regardless who we are. I mean, he can wait until we can get all together. I don't think there's time for him to come until we can get all together. But the Bible tells us that John 3:16, we all know that Paul, he so loves us, right? But if we go into Greek, going to be more detail. He loves us like crazy love, that kind of reckless love or whatever love. There's nothing that we can do anything to make us his love for us, but he just loves us. He just want to show us how much he loves us, willing to die for us. And when we see ourselves in that place, there's nothing we can do to make him happy. But we can please him, yes. We can discourage him. We can please him. But to make him like, okay, when I praise him, to make him like feel so good, let somebody will say, oh, thank you, brother, doing it. Some people take that for themselves. The Lord taught me, if you take the praise from man, you also take the criticism from man. Yeah, because if you receive the praise from man, you receive also the criticism, critic from man. It's not good. He said, it's not freedom for you. I don't want you to live in that place where they say thank to you. You say, thank you. That's it. Don't take into your heart. You can respond. You can be nice to people, but don't take into your heart because that's become your idol. You're going to worship yourself instead of worshiping the Lord your God. And the Lord started teaching me how to live or thankful. Let's go to scripture. This is my main scripture. This is in, I love it. Paul, this is talking about Paul. And when you look back, all through history, a lot of David, I think the greatest person, the expression, his heart toward God. He said, "In give thanks to the Lord for his good." And you go to Psalm 136, all the throughout the psalm, he mentioned how he acknowledged, recognized God doing great things. We will go to Psalm 77 later if we have time. We'll find out. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 18. Basically, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, concerning earth. Let me see if I'm quoting correctly. Is that right? Sound like it. Let me see. Chapter 5, verse 18. That's right. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So Paul is giving us example. Paul said this, I like he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. He said, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in every area of life. So when we thank God that we acknowledge that we can't do it our own. Just like their thing, let's say, let's say you do business, you want more people, you want more help, and you can't convince people to work for you. But that thing, I cannot do it. You cannot convince people. You may be manipulate people of all time, but if you want to convince people to be loyalty to you, that's not easy thing. So that's his part, I would say. So my part is, Father, I thank you. You start a good work in me. I'm going to continue to trust you. So thanksgiving sometimes can cause us to worship God without knowing we are worshiping him, without knowing we are praising him. That's how I see it. And I love, Paul said in Romans chapter 1, I think a lot of us know the scripture. I like to share it because it's so powerful, powerful scripture. Andrew Womack talk about this a lot. Romans chapter 1 verse 21. This is we need to hold tight on it, because when they knew God, okay, they knew God, talking to people who knew God, and they glorify him not as God. So sometimes we say we know God, but the reality when we face situation, we don't really glorify him as a God. So we would say, oh Lord, you forget me. Oh, I can do this thing. So when we do, some people say, oh, you're just lucky. Or some people say, that I put myself, oh, you married your wife, you're so lucky. Okay, if I take that to myself, you see that I don't glorify God. I'm not lucky. I am blessed. Okay? Okay, I'm not hitting. If I would be lucky, I would hit the lottery. I would have $1 billion. I don't have to work hard. I can just stay home. You see? So that's take the place of not glorifying God. So ask God. He's asked God. The Lord brought my wife to me. Instead, I'm saying, no, I'm not lucky, because God given my wife to me. That's a gift that he has given me. I thank God for the gift. You see, that's totally different. So I'm thanking God at the same time and glorifying God. You see that? Thanking is really the key. I would say that one of the key that give us stay trusting in him, acknowledging him. Because without him, we can do nothing, Lord Jesus said, right? With him, we can do all things. So when we keep thanking him, our heart keep right with God, basically. Not like Pharisee people come to the Lord because they, you know, Isaiah 29 verse 13, I believe, talking about they come to me and with their mouth, with their lip, they worship me, but their heart far away from me. Matthew chapter 15 reminded that the Lord Jesus reminded the children of Israel come to the Lord. And when we honoring God, he is Lord. Bigger than our problem, bigger than our need. He is bigger. That's when we're honoring him. And the Lord said, he who honor him, right? We will honor him. God will honor us. When we put him first, he will put us first. I really believe that when we put God first, he will put us first. I've seen that when I didn't have money, I said, Lord, I want to honor you. I want to give all to the Lord. I shared this last time. I want to share it again, because if we concerning our money is, Lord, I'm going to leave. I don't have money. Rather just say, Lord, I just trust you. I give it all to you. Guess what? If you give the right motive, the right heart, God will honor that. I have more money than before I ever had it. So like we are doing project right now, I'll give you a little bit update. And I'm supposed to send you the picture. Maybe next time when we do Christmas, I'll give a picture so you can see in here. So the work is 95% is done. The two more inspections will be completed. So it costs more than, I would say, more than $130,000. And debt free. I'll tell you this, without me thanking God, when God showed me, 2 years ago, we took over business. We didn't have money enough to buy. We just borrowed because the word the Lord spoke to me. I have to trust him. I said, Father, I thank you because you, the one that brought me to this nation, you, the one who's going to start a good work in me. And my wife said, honey, we're not going to do this. I said, no, Lord said so. And how are we going to do what he says? So I talked to the Lord and then asked me to explain to my wife, and she got it. Now she got more revelation than I do. I saw it done 6 months ago, and it's hard for me to explain. And now this time I just signed the lease. I couldn't sleep that night. I shared with you last time. I didn't have my builder together. I prayed the Lord would give me the right builder. So three of them, I choose one, but I found that the guy is doing, he's doing a wonderful job. And with the money, the amount, because that's supposed to be more than 200,000 to complete it, make it upgrade. But he did for us, I would say acceptable. And but people say beautiful. I think more than we expected. That's all. I asked the Lord, what is he said? He said, the Lord said to me, he said, he's the best guy for your case in this moment. I don't want you guys to go in depth. That's the first word that God gave me. I told my wife when before we started, and I just keep thanking him. This I want to share, thanking God is giving life of thanksgiving. Remember, our nation today, we are still reaping the fruit of thanksgiving that our Father has set forth before us 100 years ago. You see that if we continue to live in thanksgiving heart, when we do that, what we do, what is the purpose when we do thanking? We automatically just giving God the place that he can do his part in our life. Because he can make all things work together for us, for our good. Sometimes you can't do the thing that you're not able to do it. Just like my case, I can't convince people to vote for me. There are hundreds of nail salons in the area, and they vote for us best of the best. I can't do that. But my part, I have to do in righteousness. My product has to be real. I have to choose. The Lord told me just do the best of the best. So I don't have enough money to buy those kind of things because everything raising up and we're trying to stay our price the same. You see, the Lord knows what he's doing. When we give him thanks, can we give him honor? What? He honor us without knowing that he honoring us. And you go further in verse 21, to go further. Neither were thankful, and you became vain in your imagination. Your heart become darkness. So two things, if we don't do it, don't glorify God, he asks his God, neither thankful, and become vain in imagination. So when you look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17, let's go there, we read, so we can see what the purpose the Lord is putting over there. So we can see that this is Paul was saying, walk not, therefore I say, this I say, therefore, okay, walk not as pacifying the Lord. You therefore walk not as a Gentile, walk in vanity of their mind. So this is vanity of their mind. Basically, like they don't have any hope in their, when you go back, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12, there's no hope without God in this world. So they don't have hope. They don't have peace that we have. They don't know God. So there's vanity in front of God. There's nothing in their mind to glorify God, honoring God. So for God, that's his vanity. That's how I see it. And when look at this definition of vanity, is useless, is worthless, is not going to make any fruitful. I look at in English. So the Lord just want us to live as a Gentile live because they don't have God in their life. They don't have hope. So they said, tomorrow is not guaranteed. We are guaranteed tomorrow. If I die, I go to heaven. Still guaranteed. Still guaranteed, you see. But they don't, everything like they doubt, unbelief, that's a vanity before God. So the Lord doesn't want us to live in the place of not honoring him. We know that the person did not honor God. What he got? He lost his kingship, the King Saul. He did not honor God. When you go back in First Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, he said, those who honor me, I will honor. Those who despise me, I will despise him. And you read that verse in the verse 30, it said, if Saul and his father and Saul were honoring God, David has no chance to be a king. Has no chance to be a king because he did not honor God. He lost his become a king in Israel. So what we learn over here, when we honor him, when we give him thanks, we become wise. We walk in the light without knowing that we are walking the light, without knowing that the heaven, it belongs to us, the heaven is on our side. So we walk in place of trusting without knowing that we are trusting him. That's, I think, really important for us to live a heart of thanksgiving. You know, I like Brother Dan opened the prayer with thanksgiving. That's important. When you go back to David, he said, give thanks to the Lord for his good. And David did, we saw that David did let go to Psalm 77, verse 11 to 13. We see how David remembered the Lord, his God. He remembered all the act of God, the power of God, and the thing that God has done for him. It's amazing. And also we compare with children of Israel, and they did not remember the work of the God. You can read that in Psalm 78 from verse 11 through verse 15. So we know that all of them die in wilderness because they don't honor God. God, the one who brought them out of land of Egypt, all the miracle that God did for them, they don't remember at all because they don't honor God. They don't believe that God can bring them to the promised land. They're not, in their heart, they don't honor God. They don't honor God as God, even though they saw it with their eyes, but they don't believe in their heart. They don't convince that God can do something that can bring them to the land of Canaan, even though they saw all the miracle. So to me, like, thanksgiving is one of the key to keep us trusting him, keep us continue to lean on him, continue to draw wisdom, continue to worship him. Because it's easy to say, oh, my days today horrible. But instead, their time, I'll tell you, when I come home, I'm ready to have pity party. I'm ready. But by the time I kneel down with my guitar sometime, or sometime when I started to kneel down, what I started to do, Father, thank you for bringing. I don't feel like it, be honest. I don't feel like to give God thanks. I don't feel like it. I tell you, there sometimes customers give me a hard time, or their thing in life is not the way you want it, the way you expect it. I'll tell you, when I kneel down right there, I try to have all the list I'm going to present to God. But instead, I said, no, Lord, I refuse to go that direction. I refuse to discourage. I refuse to be mad. I refuse to be sad. Because when I do that, I give my mind the vanity place to control me, to make me worry. You know, when I worry, doesn't mean God is not with me. Because God said, worry for nothing and everything by prayer, supplication. Let your requests be made known to God. We can say, Father, I thank you. Even though right now situation cannot look like cannot be changed, but I trust in you because you are good God. I'm honoring you. I welcome you. I invite you in my situation. Invite you. Whether there's sickness, maybe whether there's report from the doctor, whether there's something that come against us, Father, I don't know. All the forces of darkness come against me, but you say that I'm more than conqueror, but you say that I'm going to trust you. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to worship you. Thank you so much, God, for loving me. I mean, when we start, I tell you, 5 minutes later, I forgot all the list. I'm about to complain before him. Complaining is the devices from the enemy trying to stop us growing, stop us from experiencing the goodness of God, the power of God, the favor of God in our life. That's what I saw. And I said, Lord, every time, your flesh is like, oh, you're tired. You want to go there and you want to have pity party. But I tell you what, 2 minutes of praising God, 2 minutes giving God thanks. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. You go through all that. Next thing you know, that the spirit in you just like rise up, consuming you with joy, with peace, unspeakable, full of glory. It's crazy. This is how it works. Because when you do that, you allow Holy Spirit, you welcome Holy Spirit because Spirit of God, Spirit of peace, Spirit of joy, right? When you look at what Spirit, the fruit of Spirit, love, joy, started to rise up in you. Just like a person come against you, there's no way you can do that. Father, I thank you, Brother A, Brother C, what they did to me, Lord, that's unjust. But you said that justice belongs to you, and you are executing righteousness and justice on my behalf. Father, I just thank you for your word. We just pray that way. Guess what? Instead of complaining, instead of like, oh, this person against me, and we start loving that person, feel sorry for him, that the thing that he did for us. I'll tell you this many times. People come against me. I said, Father, that person come against me, but I just release to you, Father. I just thank you, Lord. You are my defender. Guess what? Next thing you know, that person in trouble. One of the guys that next to me, he just had pizza and he did not care at my shop. So we are the same, share the same wall like this. I'm this side, he's the other side. I mean, he just make loud noise and he just make like he she didn't care about me, so to speak, my present. Now we're doing pedicure. We want people to relax. I try to talk to him nicely, and he's just like, didn't care. He just fussed me out. So what am I gonna do? Father, I just thank you, Lord. You the one that asked me to take this shop. You that start a good work in me, and you're gonna finish it. The people who are against me, they are not against me, Father. They're against you. I'm your child. You see that? You see the chain? You see the chain? And by the next thing, you know, 3 months later, he's gone. When we invite him in our situation, he has the right to work with us. But when we do our thing, oh Lord, I want you to remove that guy right there. That's a flesh. I don't want you to continue to let him that despise me. They will love that when we do that. They will love it. They will say, yeah, moment we got mad, moment we got sad, moment we lost our faith. Lord, show me, the moment you are sad, you give place to the devil. You become servant to whom you yield yourself into. Because the kingdom of God work in righteousness, okay? Kingdom of God work in righteousness, peace, joy, and Holy Spirit. If we can keep these three things together, heaven back us up. I have people criticize me, have people, because I told them I'm going to have my own shop. One of the guys criticized me and asked me to sell my shop more than three times. He's big trouble right now. On himself, big trouble. Don't touch his anointed one. Do his prophet no harm. We are the children of God. Don't fight yourself. Don't fight for yourself. I learned that. I learned one time the guy, I didn't understand how God defend for me. And then I carry a big help the man work and carry big. And later I got mad. I cursed. I'm not really, we have strong argument with him. And I said, you asked me to go to the hospital, you didn't pay for me. I was got mad. So I said, everything up to this one, you're right, but the moment you got mad, you're wrong. And he will not defend my case. Yes, until this day. But that's, I learned from that. He said, vengeance is mine, say the Lord. I will repay. That's what he says. We have to believe him, our defender. So when we do thanking him, Father, I thank him. This unjust, but I know that you are vindicating my case. You are my defender. When you do that, you welcome him to work on our behalf. So I see that over and over. Now, you can take authority. There's something you can take authority concerning demonic forces against you. But concerning human, sometimes I don't have the authority to do something against my brother, because that is not his way. You know, unless the person do something wrong to you, you can go home. I take authority, something. But most cases that there's some part that we cannot do it. But when we do that, we welcome him in our situation. We invite him. So Thanksgiving to me, like living, thank you. Keep ourselves like walking wise, walking in the light. And First John talking about it. We are children of light. We should walk in the light. How we walk in the light? By thanking him. One of the things key, I think, is thanking him. I've seen God come over and over. I talked with him when I was struggling, and Father, thank you. You brought me to this nation. I believe that I'm going to speak English, because this, the Lord showed me about Daniel. He gave Daniel the wisdom that wiser than 10 times the children of Babylon during his day, 10 times wiser because of the Holy Spirit. You know, I keep thanking God. I've had the same spirit in him. I thank you, Father. You're going to teach me. And the same spirit in Daniel. So, and the Bible said that he teach us all things. That means including English. And I thank God I'm getting better and better every day, brother. Yeah. Keep believing, brother. You believing more. You speak pretty good. And I'm going to believe in more. So I would say Thanksgiving, live a Thanksgiving heart, will cause us to experience God more and more. And his goodness is going to display in our life more and more. I really believe that. When I saw that we started like 2 years ago about our concern about business, and 2 years we come from small place, now 2,600 square feet. I mean, that's to me, that's a miracle. I can't do it by my ability. It's honestly in a short also, but now like more double than that at 26. Yeah, so I have in the picture, I took every process in the picture, but I should send you so you can put it on for next time. We're all going to see that. We're going to celebrate together. So Thanksgiving is, I would say, that the Lord wants us to continue to walk in that place. continue as a child of God, you know, nothing better than when you're thanking your parent, you know, like your kid thanking you, acknowledging you, and you feel so great. You feel delightful. I believe when God delights in us, he trusts in us. I tell you what, he's going to do everything. He's going to give us everything, because trust is trust is we need to earn. I believe God loves every one of us, but I don't think that God trusts at the same level. Because Jesus said that he who faithful in small, right, will faithful. So if you are faithful in this little thing, he will give you bigger. And in every area, I really believe some people say, I want to do big thing. I don't want to do small thing. I don't trust in that. Because the Lord said you have to faithful in small thing before you faithful bigger thing. So I believe in finance the same way in any or area of life. Just like our church right now, we have small number, just faithful what we're doing. Yes, I know you are faithful. I know we are faithful. And by his grace, not trying to make it perfect. There's no such thing make perfect. The Lord showed me about perfectness people. They don't have peace and have joy. I want you excellent. I want you to live excellent spirit. Because excellent, you're doing beyond what you can. And by the grace of God can help us. So excellent is, I would say, the key for as a children of God. So we do the same thing. We do business. And people said, why my nail lasts through three, four weeks when you do it, when somebody do it. I said, I don't know somebody else. I know myself. I use different product. I use different technique. I know your nails different than other people's nails. I have to do something. You know, sometimes I don't know how to do. I just keep praying spirit. But when the time I'm doing the same thing, I think that's the only way we can live our life, because we have Holy Spirit helping us. I believe that he can help us all kind of things that I don't know how to do nails before. People have to go to school, pay for $4,000 or $5,000. Yeah, to upgrade their skill, sometimes even more than that. And sometimes you have to apply to other state. But I just watch on YouTube and I just learn, say, Holy Spirit, teach me. And he taught me how to I met one guy, he called my uncle back then. He said, if you use smaller brush, your skill better. I was using 20. He said, if you use 14, you're better. I said, Lord, if he can do it, he didn't know you. I know you. If he can do that, he can do much better than a lot of people. And I believe you can teach me that too. Guess what? A few months later, I'm going from 20 to 16 to 14. Now I can do 10 or 12. That's skill, different level. Yeah. If you get your nails on, you do acrylic, you ask the person doing you what size of brush are you using. If they say 20, you should better run away from that person. Skill, that's all skill. Okay, some people can do okay job, but the shaping, the thing like that has to be 14. 14 is standard, I would say. 12, better. 10, some people can do 10, but not all people can do 10. Depend on the size of nail. Anyhow, so Thanksgiving. I would say Thanksgiving costs us to move next level in life and walk with God. I think that if we continue to giving thanks to him, even though our situation is not the way that we want it, not the way that we expected, just like Micah said, Father, it's done. When I saw the Lord show me, it's done. I said, I don't care whether I don't get the right builder. You know, the first builder, I have to pay him about $1,500, the first builder I met, okay? And he's all the way in Charlotte. He's good heart, but he's all the way in Charlotte. I lost $1,500 for nothing. Now I have the right to complain, right? Say, Lord. My wife said, honey, we give away $1,500. I said, when you do business, what do you expect? You expect every move perfectly? No. No, 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 no. I said, what are you going to do? We're going to pray. That's it. The Father, I thank you because you're going to send me the right guy. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. This money, we bless him. We're not saying it. I'm not saying it. He called me. He said, brother, you give me too much money. What can I do? It's yours. I want to bless you. It's a lot of money, man. For me, a lot of money. Yes, for me, a lot of money too. You just keep it. God want to bless you. I am blessed, man. You keep declaring because my source is in the Lord. I keep thanking him. I said, he's the one starting this. Father, I just thank you. You said that you start a good work just like a man Jesus said, you start and build his house, not sit down, count. You already sit down, count my life. You already sit down, count everything in my life. So I'm just keep trying to trust you. What I'm doing? Thank you, Father. You're going to bring me the right guy. Thank you, Lord. You're going to bring even 15,000. I'm in 1,500 right here. You're going to bring me more than income. You see that? When I do that, the source, the income coming crazy. You see, instead of, for me, like, worry about 1,500, okay? Because why? Money cannot buy me. I'm free from money. Therefore, money can come to me. I met one guy. He said, brother, I've been working hard, and I've been chasing after money, and now I just want to live simple life. I said, the moment you chase after money has wing, as eagle fly away toward heaven. That's the purpose of money. But when we're free from money, we look back, Matthew chapter 6, talking about, for seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all the things the Gentiles seek, how we can have a house, how we can have our clothes, how we can have what we can eat. So that Gentile seeking. We don't need to seek those kind of things. Because our God will supply all our need. Is that's not including our need? But we need to pray for, Lord, I want this more. So when we want the thing that we wanted, have it. When we have the thing we wanted, we don't need to care about the small thing right here. So I told him, brother, if you chase after money, you will not have a lot of money. Because money has. I talked to him, when you chase after money, that means you are greedy. You are looking for after money. Money you will never experience, because money will have you. When money has us, it's not good. So we need to consider money as a tool. We need money in life. I want to have a lot of money. I want to bless people. The purpose of me having money, I want to bless. I told the Lord before I walk in, last time I might share that walk, I want to serve him. I don't want anyone fund me. I want you to want fund me directly through what I'm doing. So I want to fly somewhere, go somewhere. I want to bless. Wherever I go, I want to bless. So I would say concerning money, the Lord taught me, this is the tip I think I can share. I think we all have some, you know, different tip, different kind of money. If we want to have more money, first thing we need to learn, the Lord showed me this. First thing you need to have, first you need to have desire to have money. Next thing you have desire to give. If you have two of these things, money will follow you. I really believe that. Mm-hmm. If you don't desire to have more money, and you just say, oh, Father, I just want to have enough, we will not have money, because your desire is not there. And if you want to have money to do some other thing else besides glorifying, honor him, I think that's harder. So when you want to have money, more money, and you want to do for the other people, this is, I found, when you take care of other people matters, God take care of you. So when you honor God, whatever area, I believe God will, you know, you give God or you honor God, because you acknowledge him, you're thanking him because he's so good to you. The reason I give, because I'm thanking God for me. Like, I don't have money when I come to this country. And the reason he gave me, I want to thank him. Instead of just thanking him, I put in action. So I thank him in action. So I bless people who serve in the Lord. And I have some people that I minister to them financially. Some in Vietnam. I mean, he just got saved. Recently, he showed me and said, brother, I just did baptism, water baptism, 200 people. It was cold, man. I said, his church now gets 6,000 people, 26 places. And he's my aide. I call him brother. And the Lord wanted me to help him financially, because the church only pay him $1,500 per month. He got two daughters. And, you know, family of four, he can't survive with that in Vietnam. And he served full time in the church. Now the church has a lot of money, but the church did not want to give him, because it belonged to the denomination. Yes, the kind of denomination control. Yeah, yeah. But his heart is, he knows the Lord. He's in the denomination, but he's not of denomination. Okay? This guy, and I'm the one been mentor him like since 2010. And he said, I'm scared of you, brother. Everything you said, it come to pass. You scare me. The time is, when the Lord showed me something, I said, time for you to have your car. And boom, he got a car. In Vietnam, you get a car, that's a rich man. Yes, in Vietnam, you have a car. We have a car right here. We call it nothing. Just be thankful what you have, right? Be content. God can give us more. And this guy, I mean, he's just gifted. He's apostle. He didn't know that. And she just served. The reason God wanted me to minister financially to him, I want to be a part of what he's doing for the kingdom. He got a lot of criticism, a lot of jealousy from other people because of what he's doing for the Lord. But they don't know how much he spent time with the Lord, how much he spent his life to honoring God, his life, honoring God, his gift. I mean, he does a lot of things for the church, a lot of things for people, and he get people saved. Three people raised from dead, multiple cancer get free. Imagine that. That's crazy. And we don't hear that much, but we're going to hear that in our church in future. I really believe that. We're going to see healing. We're going to see blind eyes open because I believe we are about to step into the harvest, the end time. I really believe that. I believe it's going to happen maybe within 5 years. We'll find out. There's some already spoke up right now. So go back to message. So I really want to encourage myself first thing. So continue to acknowledging God. Continue to giving him thanks, regardless whatsoever, because Paul said, in everything, giving thanks. Not the giving thanks, but the devil take advantage of us. You know, we can rebuke him because the Bible tells resist. But concerning us, workplace father, like let's say you go to work, you don't get bonus. Father, I thank you because I've been doing faithfully to you. And right now, Father, I thank you. Like you can give me bonus, what I do. So we can, you know, you pray and the Lord give you because we're supposed to be excel in every area of our life. I really believe that because when we trust in him, when we acknowledge him, when we honor him, guess what? He's going to honor. It's just like David. He honored God. He remembered God. And God honored him. We see that he's the king, all the king of Israel. No one like King David. Even Solomon, his son. No one can compare to the standard that David has set. When you look at David, his murderer, his adopter. You see that? Because his heart is, God said that his heart is my heart, right? I will pick the man after my own heart. So our heart is, I would say, really important. If we continue to keep our life, keep living our life with thankful heart, with the gratitude, that means we are honoring him. We are him, praising him. We are worshiping him in our life and welcome him in our situation. Welcome him in our life. He can do more than we can do for ourselves. I can share, you can see the testimony of my life. Without honoring him, without me giving thanks to God, I tell you, I'm not sure I can speak English. My people got, when they saw me, we lived in the same refugee camp when I was in Cambodia. This is Jet. Is that the Jet that I know before? I said, what do you mean? I was speaking the same language, but when you speak English, there's nobody in our group can speak the way you do. I said, not because of me. At that moment, I have ability, opportunity to share with him that the grace of God, the power of God, the Holy Spirit that we have, we need to take advantage of the Holy Spirit. I really want to share one day that who in our church doesn't activate the prayer language yet? Speaking in tongue, I'm talking about. Maybe some people are strangers speaking tongue. All of us speaking tongue right here in our church? Okay, I would love one next, maybe sometime next message. I've been praying about it and about the speaking in tongue. This is the devil trying to stop us from moving in the in the walking spirit. Is praying language, prayer language, our language is activate the power of Holy Spirit actively in our life. And I share with a lot in my view, and they can get it like this. It's not about. Some people said you receive baptism in the Holy Spirit, but the Lord showed me a different way. The Lord showed me just like this cell phone. Okay, you bought a brand new, okay, had all the functionality, but you cannot make a phone call, right? When you bought cell phone, even though you have all this. So I believe when we receive the Lord Jesus, we have all the functionality, but in order to make a phone call or to make it active in us, we need to activate. The Lord showed me activate your prayer language. So I've been helping many people pray language just like this. One lady at my shop said, I've been praying. I want to. She said, why stop me from speaking? And she was asking, you speak in tongue? I said, yes, more so. I said, how you get it? I said, simple, just believe it. And I've been, you know, go from church to church, from meeting to meeting, never speak in tongue. And how can I do that? I've been doing fasting, all kinds of. I said, you're doing your own thing. You don't let the Holy Spirit do it, his thing. I shared with her, and you know what? The moment I shared with her, about 5 minutes later, and then Bo Roshi, da da da, hears you speak in tongue. Because activate prayer language is different than receive, because when you receive Holy Spirit, you receive all Him, right? He's all in you. So you just activate. Just like the phone has all functionality, when I activate my SIM, that's how I can call, make phone calls. So if we have time that in the future, I would love to share with the benefit of speaking in tongues. That I really want to share with that. That's been in my heart when you asked me to share the because without Holy Spirit, without activating our prayer language, it's hard to believe the Word of God. It's hard to make the Word of God become reality in our life. It's hard because carnal is enmity against God. Our carnal way, our thinking of way of human way is not the same God. So I challenge every one of us today, including myself, continue live a life of giving thanks. Okay? Even though when Paul talked about on a 2 Corinthians chapter 9, talking about giving, why he said the purpose of giving, so many things can be given to God. Think about that. Many things giving can be given to God. So I challenge you this morning, and even myself, I'm not giving God enough thanks. Okay, I feel guilty sometimes, but of course God gives us grace, right? I want you to make a commitment this morning as you receive this message, and ask the Holy Spirit help us every day instead of complaining, instead of frustrating our situation. And Father, we thank you. You love us. We thank you. You have us back. I want to continue to thank you, Lord, because you start a good work in me. You're going to complete it according to your power, according to your grace. I'm not by myself. Holy Spirit, you are with me all the time. I'm going to trust you. I don't know what to do in this situation. Oh, Father, I received this report from doctor. I don't know. Father, I just thank you. By your stripe, I'm here. So we keep reinforcing. And I ask you this morning, if you want to make commitment, I want to stand up. We're going to pray together. I need myself. I raise my hand first. I need it more. Giving Lord thanks. Giving God thanks more. Because for my benefit, He doesn't need my thanking. He doesn't need my thanking. For my benefit. And I'm asking you to join with me to make a commitment. Because Paul said, if there's no commitment, there's more keeping. So we have to make commitment. We have to choose to worship Him. We have to choose to give thanks. Because our body, I tell you, our flesh doesn't want to worship God. Doesn't want to give God thanks. We just want complaining. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray this morning. Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This morning, I make a commitment to you. As Paul said that, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, he said, I have committed to you this day so because I know that I can trust you. You can keep my commitment. Father, this morning, we want to respond to your word, respond to your message, giving up thanks. We want to live a life giving up thanks, Father. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Father. We are not capable of giving you thanks because of our weakness of our flesh, because weakness of human nature. We easy to go vanity or vain imagination, and every high thing that exalts against the knowledge of you. Right now, we cast it down, Father. We want you to fill our mind, our heart with your hope, with your trust, with believing you, because you are God of hope, can fill us with all joy. Every situation, we can have peace, Lord God. We can guard our heart by you helping us, Holy Spirit. We trust in you, Father. We grow up into you in all things by the grace of God. By you, Father, this morning we submit to you, Father. We thank you, Father. We believe that you are keeping us from this day forward, keeping our heart, keeping us in an attitude of giving thanks daily, every moment, every situation. And we believe you're going to help us and to walk in the place that we never experienced before. I want, Lord, our brothers and sisters, and we want all of us experience you in greater, different dimension, Lord God, because you are not limited, Father. We just give you thanks. We give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.